Welcome to the Development Pod, guys. I'm your host, Brendan Brown. And today we got a special guest here, Dijon. He's the tech boy. He got everything. He's going to give you some great inspiration, motivation on purpose, and just everything in general about his life story. So who are you and what's your name?
So hello, my name is Dijon Strickland. My business is Team Tech Boy, and I sell my two combos called Tech Boy and Science Girl. Tech Boy is about a young high schooler who has technology, he's the power of STEM to develop the story. And Science Girl is about a girl who really loves science and biochemistry. It's about her journey to really understand her powers and eventually become in Cyber State's first female superhero. So Science Girl is based on my little sister Serena. She's 5 years old, and she really loves science and chemistry. So I inspired this book off of her. And for Tech Boy, I was inspired by Chadwick Boseman and his role in Black Panther. After seeing him on the big screen, I may realize that there's a lack of positive Black representation in movies, TV shows, and books. So to increase the representation, I created a Tech Boy, which is like a Black male protagonist in the story. I'm also a really big STEM advocate.
That's good. So I know you told us how you started, but where did inspiration of it really came from? I know you said Chadwick Boseman and everything, but is there more inspiration or more deepness to how you started?
Yes, I also really love coding and technology. I actually took a program called the Color Coded Kids program, and in that program, I created my first ever video game. Ever since then, it really sparked my love for science, technology, engineering, and math, and also for coding and technology. I also really love video games and things that revolve around like technology too, and I wanted to implement that into the story, as well as having a superhero aspect for it, because I really love Chuck Boseman and Stan Lee. So those are some other inspirations for this book.
That's interesting, though, how you like the tech stuff, and you combine that with African-American side of it, with the lack of representation things. I like how you did that, man, with representing culture with passion there, you know, because you got your gifts, but you're making a story through it with your gifts of a character that's showing lack. So you like basically solved two problems for yourself at one time. That's kind of interesting there to me, man. And you know, for us as young Black men, we need that representation. And I'm glad that you put that out there, because when I first saw you on Instagram and I saw you on the news there on that little clip, it's amazing, man, what you're doing. And you know, how did you really feel for having lack of representation?
Having lack of representation, I've noticed that was a really, really big issue. When I went into like libraries and stuff, and I was reading all these books, I didn't really feel represented or seen any characters that really I could relate to or looked like me or had skin like me or hair like me or anything. And when I was just noticing that in libraries, I just wanted to increase my representation, so I decided to go and, you know, what's the best way in increase more representation than just doing it myself? So I went and did the research, all the research that I needed, and started like making a story and starting off with this manuscript. And I was really just trying researching all the ways I can go create this book. I also had a lot of help and support from my mom. She's really been a big supporter and really helped me through a lot of the steps that I couldn't really do since I'm only 14 years old. And when I created Tech Boy, I was 12, so a lot of stuff I really couldn't have done without the help of my mom. So I really want to give a lot of credit to her, too, for really helping me with creating my business, too.
That's good. That's good, man. And speaking of you creating, you and your mom and everything creating it, how was the process of making the book and launching it? And just not just that, but also the process of everything, but mainly, you know, the book, of course.
Yes, each comic book that I made took around a year, so it takes around a year to make this book, for my experience, because it takes a lot of the steps. So you got the first do the research and find ideas to go and create your story and research like what type of like story you're trying to make and all the characters. Then you have to write that all out. When I made my stories, I recommend using Google Docs because I think it's a lot easier and a faster process than doing it on just pencil and paper. And then from there, you have to go through an editor so you can edit it, make sure all the text looks right and stuff. Then you have to do an illustrator and format all of the comic books too. So there's a lot of processes too, which is why I always recommend to people who are trying to make their own comic books to first research everything, all the processes too, before going into it, because it takes a lot of steps and a lot of work and time and effort into it.
How is the second book going? You know, you mentioned that you also have the second book, which is called Science Girl, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Science Girl. How's that all going, man?
That one's been going really well. I've gotten a lot of support from it. My little sister really loves the stories based off of her. And she just loves seeing herself as her own superhero, which was one of the biggest points in the book of Prey. I want her to see herself as her own superhero. And honestly, it's amazing. I would say one of the best parts of having my own business and having my own comic business is just seeing kids' first reactions when they first open up my comic book and just seeing their how inspired they feel and just really how much they love the book is honestly one of the best parts of being a kid and being an entrepreneur, too.
That's good. Are you looking for any other endeavors, or are you trying to expand, you know, your Team Tech Boy brand or everything about it? Like, are you trying to make, like, podcasts about it, YouTube channels, shows, websites? Are you trying to expand, do stuff like that?
Most definitely. I am trying to find ways to get Tech Boy and Science Girl and all of it more out there. And with my comic books, too, I'm trying to make, like, a multiverse. Like, you know how Marvel and DC, they have their own, like, multiverse, which they have all these different, like, things with their book. I'm trying to make something like that, too, with Tech Boy and Science Girl, just expand it, make it maybe a TV show or a movie. So, really, I'm just, yeah, I'm definitely trying to expand and get more out there.
How do you want to impact the Black community?
A really good question. Yeah, there's a lot of ways you can definitely go about impacting the Black community and the community in general. There's a lot of ways you can go about it. For me, I'm really trying to, I'm a big STEM advocate. So I'm really trying to get, like, ways of, like, you know, the Black community can really get into STEM and science, technology, engineering, and math. And trying to get that more out there and show ways that, you know, the community can really get into STEM and STEM-related career fields and stuff. That's one of the ways, but there's a ton of ways I'm really trying to get out there. And actually, I recently just did my own initiative, which was raising money using GoFundMe to help prevent negative lunch balances and offset negative lunch balances. And I'm doing that in schools. And the first one I started off with was McCurdy Elementary. And I'm really trying to get to more schools because sometimes lunch meals that kids can really eat in the day. So I'm really trying to offset more negative lunch balances just so kids can have a chance of being able to eat, which I find that very important.
That's good, man. That's really good, you know, because people have that lunch, man. They need that lunch. And it's a blessing because, you know, recently at my school, we had, I don't think it was the same issue, but I think for us, we had a problem that, like, our food was never diverse. And now, ever since me and the leadership team, we were all discussing, talking to the people for lunch. And now, they're changing it up. They're making it more enjoyable for other people. So, you know, I like that, man, how you put an impact with the lunch thing, man. So, that's great. And, you know, also to add on what you're saying with the STEM thing, that's great that you're trying to expand with the STEM thing, because that's what I'm trying to do too, man, with me doing, not STEM, but the motivational side to it, or, like, everything, you know, like, I want us to know, especially for us too, you know, man, both us as young teens, to know that as young Black teens, we don't have to be sagging our pants doing these other dumb things. We can actually be doing something that's actually being productive, you know. So, like, motivational speaking, what I'm doing, STEM, what you're doing, you know, this is a blessing, man. It's really a blessing. And I hope that whoever watching this, hopefully it's a young Black boy wanting to do something productive in their life, rather if it's your STEM, my motivational speaking, or just something that you're passionate about. And I like that you said STEM also, because us as Black boys, not us, but, you know, us is from the other side of the community, because I know us too, we found what we want, but, like, most Black boys see the only way out as basketball, sports, you know. Sports isn't the only way. You could do more than sports. You could be, like you say, a STEM guy, an author, a motivational speaker, a cook, a chef, whatever it can be. It doesn't have to necessarily be rapping or being a basketball player or a sports player, you know. So I like that about you, man. You're going places, man. So I'm thankful to really have this conversation with you. And, you know, what advice can you give to someone who wants to do the same attributes or just want to have the same success as you, you know, with books and this and that, especially with culture?
Yeah, I definitely say that I used to believe that you have to be an adult to follow your dreams, follow your passions, become an entrepreneur, or do anything. But I've learned that's not true. You can also be a kid. You can also be a kid. As long as you and do your research and have the support of a parent or guardian, you can follow your dreams. You can go and achieve your dreams, your goals, your passions, even as young as, you can be at any age. You know, as long as you do the research, have the support of a parent or guardian, you can do anything, really.
Spark Leaders from Giving Tuesday, which is, I don't know what this Spark Leader thing is, but it's something new I learned. That's, I think, from Benjamin Wong. He did the Spark Leader thing. I think it's like people like, you were on there, Shaquille Jackson, I think MJ Hill, Reagan, and some other teen motivational speakers were on there. So, could you explain to us what Spark Leaders for Giving Tuesday is? And then after that, you can discuss how you felt about being one of the leaders for it.
Yeah, for being a Spark Leader, everyone has their own initiatives. And for my initiative, I wanted to go and make cards of words of encouragement for kids at St. Jude's Hospital. Because especially it was like right before the holidays, and being in the hospital could be very scary and, and have experience with that. So I wanted to make cards of words of encouragement to show and remind that the kids at St. Jude's Hospital, that they are superheroes. I want them to remind them of that. And after doing that, it honestly really felt great. I had a lot of support, and so many people wanted to join up for this cause and create their own cards. And it was honestly amazing. And that was for my first year, and I really want to go and keep giving and keep going out there and creating more initiatives too. Because it was really an amazing thing that everyone came together to go and create some cards of words of encouragement for Kansas St. Jude's Hospital. It was amazing.
Congratulations, man. That's really good. That's really good. Grateful for you, man. And then the last question I want to ask you is, what do you want your legacy to be?
That's a really good question. Honestly, one of my big things, I really want to be a good, positive role model for everyone who's like really following me along my journey. And just even in general, I just want to be a really good role model that someone can look up to. As I personally really look up to Chadwick Boseman and everything that he did for everybody. He was like a really big role model, positive role model, and I'm really inspired to be like him. I want to be a really good, positive role model for kids of any age to really look up to. I just want to be really, seen as a really good person. So that'd be for me.
Yeah, and I can relate to you the same way Chadwick Boseman. He's really a big inspiration. I have a lot of inspirations, but Chadwick was that big inspiration. I tell you, he was always there. It's just sad that he passed away, because he could have did a lot of things in this community if he was still alive, which he did a lot of things, but could have been more impactful if he was still alive till this day. But he had his time, so it was at a point of time. But yeah, thank you for coming on the show.